The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
Hello and good afternoon. My name is Connor Moist. So prepare yourselves, mortals. You are about to witness a phenomenon so bizarre, so unpredictable, so utterly unhinged, that it will redefine your understanding of the word radio. You've tuned into Not Your Cup of Tea, broadcasting live from the slightly haunted, possibly cursed studios of WTBR 89.7 Pittsfield and WSBR 88.1 Lee. For the next 60 minutes, or however long Chuck and Billy can contain themselves, you'll be subjected to the glorious, unfiltered madness of two individuals who are less radio personalities and more caffeine-filled escapees from a clown college. Think a squirrel riding a Roomba through a demolition derby. That's about the level of coherent structure you can expect here. We offer zero guarantees of logical conversation, insightful commentary, or even basic grammar. In fact, the only thing we guarantee is utter, unadulterated chaos. Expect random tangents, questionable life choices, and jokes so bad they're, well, they're certainly something. If you're looking for soothing soundscapes, try Whale Song. If you want actual news, check your phone. We're not responsible for spontaneous laughter-induced injuries. So, if you value your sanity, turn off the radio now. But if you're ready for a comedic car crash of epic proportions, strap in, because this is Not Your Cup of Tea, and we're about to get crazy up in here. Let the insanity commence.
All right, man. That was great. I love the banjo music.
Yeah.
good stuff right there. This is Chuck and Billy's Not Your Cup of Tea on WTBR-FM, Pittsfield Radio 89.7, and WSBR 88.1. We do that good, man. We're perfect on that. It's good.
I know.
We're in sync.
Wait.
Wait a minute. Isn't there already? Isn't there in sync already? Never mind.
We're out of sync.
They were like the 90s, like the late 90s, yeah. Like sort of like the big deal in like the mid to late 90s,
something like that. Because
the new kids on the block were the 80s, and
they were so cool.
The new kid, step one.
My wife loves the new kids on the block. She's like, I want to go see him in concert.
I know, I remember.
You want to go with me? No,
not particularly.
No, I'm good. I think I'll stay away from that situation. I don't want to hear like 90-year-old screaming women go, oh my God, take your shirt off.
Please put it back on.
Yeah, put it back on. It's nothing but flab. It's like jello.
We're all at that age now where yeah.
we got the dad bods.
Where whipping your shirt off during concert probably isn't your best.
Yeah, don't best do idea. That. Put it back on, buddy.
Put it back on.
I like your pregnancy belt. It's nice.
Who's your trainer? 'Cause I'm not hiring him.
He makes you eat well, obviously.
Yeah.
You're doing good.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, that's, yeah. No, the new kids, that was a big deal back in the late 80s there and early 90s.
The right stuff.
Yeah, apparently.
I'll stick to Weird Al's version to the white stuff.
I went to a birthday party when I was younger. I got invited to this girl's birthday party. And we all went in her room. Everybody went in her room, like all her friends and everything. Her room was completely littered with Lord. New Kids on the Block stuff. There was like posters, the bed sheets, the comforter. Ugh. There was like, you know, other hats with their
shoes.
There was this black hat, and it had all their signatures on it, but all in neon.
Oh, good Lord.
And big time 80s.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I was like, whoa. This girl really likes the new kids on the block.
You guys need to stop putting those posters up.
And the room was really like very bright pink. So, you know, not only were there new kids everywhere, but her room was bright pink.
Like, turn the walls off. I was
like, holy cow.
This is way too bright.
Interesting.
And yeah, most of the posters were black back then.
How do you sleep here?
Yeah. Aren't you afraid something's looking at you? The wall?
Dude, I used to have, like, do you remember Metal Edge?
Yes.
That magazine, dude?
Yes.
Did you get it?
Yes. I used to buy it all the time.
Yeah, I used to get it all the time.
Take the posters out.
Yes.
Yeah, plaster them
on
your wall.
My whole room was filled with Metal Edge posters. Yeah. Dude, like Megadeth.
Metallica. Yep. Slayer.
Yeah.
Queensryche. Yep, Queensryche.
I never knew how to say that. Like, I just saw it and I was like, yeah, I'm. Iron Maiden.
Iron Maiden. I love
Iron
Maiden.
Maiden was on the wall. Like,
Scorpions.
Nirvana was on the wall. Like, I had my wall was covered in posters. Like,
yeah,
that,
I remember so. my sister. She loves Bon Jovi. So
yeah,
I remember that. I remember she brought in a picture of Bon Jovi, just a picture of him, put it on my wall.
Yeah,
didn't even know this. I wasn't even home. I come home and I'm like, yeah, Slayer, Megadeth. What the heck is that? I was like, all right, I'll leave it up there. Darts.
But even Bon Jovi, you know, that was definitely back then, and I think it was our generation. Like you're just a few years older than me, but it was that generation.
Yep.
Where we all covered our walls with our favorite bands.
Yep.
And like, if your walls weren't covered with your favorite bands, it was like, well, who are you?
Yeah. What are you listening to? Well, I covered my walls with other things too, but we won't.
Well, yeah. I mean, I mean. That still happens today.
Yeah. I mean, you can't find really good ones, but, you know.
And, of course, there was the occasional baseball, basketball poster.
Yeah, throw up, like, a couple Yankee guys or something, you know.
I think I had a Home Alone. Remember there was a whole map? Remember his map?
Yes.
That he made?
Yeah.
Well, there was a whole poster of his map. And, like, I had that on the ceiling. And I was like, that is the coolest thing ever.
Like, I used to have movie posters. I had, like, Halloween. I had, like, Deep Space Nine or something like that? I can't remember the name.
I don't know. That's Star Trek, I think.
Yeah, or Deep Six something.
That came out, like, I think in the late 90s.
Not a Star Trek,
early 2000s. Yeah, me neither.
Sorry, Trekkies. It's not my thing.
I did like Star Wars.
I love Star Wars.
But.
It's gotten weird.
Yeah.
Kind of weird.
Yeah.
I mean, from the 70s, and then you kind of, like, punch it up, and you're like, no.
Well, what I found weird, and I mean, it's not so much weird as it's, like, it's been done before, but how the saga went backwards.
Yeah.
You know? Like, it's like, oh, we came out with this idea, but we came out with it too late, so now we have to, you know, prelude, and so it's weird when you watch it.
I mean, it's
if you were to try to watch it in order, for example.
I can't.
You
can't
stand
that kid.
You'd have to watch it exactly how it came out.
Yeah, I can't.
You know, the first one I saw when I was young in, I don't know, 1985 or something. But that one came out in the 70s.
Yep. Yep. It was funny, it came out in 75.
No.
Go me. Anyway. yeah, I can't watch the prequel for where it starts off when he becomes Anakin Skywalker,
mm-hmm.
because I can't stand the kid that acts. He's terrible.
Yeah.
He's like,
it's
so
not the
terrible.
Same with the without
it. He's such a terrible actor. It's like, where'd you get this kid? He's like, no, don't do that. No, stop. It's
right.
Almost like Willy Wonka when he's like, no, don't go over there.
Yeah, yeah, like with the sarcasm.
Yeah, the sarcasm.
But that was still acting.
Yeah, exactly.
So I started watching reruns of The X-Files recently.
I have not seen that.
You've never seen The X-Files?
No, I've watched some of The X-Files. But.
So I started right from the beginning.
Yeah.
And a lot of the episodes I don't remember because they were in the 90s. So, but at the same time, I'm like, oh, I kind of remember this. But as I'm watching it, and I'm like, I can't believe I watched this when I was a teenager, because they can't act in the beginning of this thing. Like, there's no emotion on their faces. And I mean, these are people, and there's some real big names in some of these shows that are now in, like, really big movies.
Yeah.
But you didn't know them back then.
Nope.
And so, like, but they couldn't act. They were saying their lines, but that was it. There was no emotion behind it. Their faces were just like emotionless, and I was like, "How did we get into this?
It's like when you play the Resident Evil game.
The first one?
Oh my God, is this blood? This looks like blood. This could be blood. I'm like, what are you doing?
So when you first get a PS5,
yeah,
you get it all set up, and you got the PS5. There's a PS5 like voice, right?
Yeah,
and she says everything you're doing.
I turned her off.
I had to figure out how to turn her off, but I was like trying to get my email in there and everything, and it was going BLBILLY, and I was going, cut it out,
shut your mouth.
No, it's like, who does that? I get it. It's good for some people, but I had to figure out how to turn that thing off.
Oh my God, I turned that off right when I started it. I was like, welcome to PlayStation 5. I'm like, no.
It says everything you're doing. Like, no matter what, like, whatever you click, like, whatever you move your cursor
on. I
want
to leave her on to see if she says things when you're playing a game. Oh, you got a kill. Oh, bang, bang, bang.
Like, I hope not.
Stop.
It's so annoying. It gave me anxiety.
It drove me nuts.
It gave me anxiety. I was like, this woman won't shut up. I can't do this.
Because when I finally figured out how to turn it off, she was just like, so this is, you go here. Oh, you're going there. Oh, we're going here. I'm like, stop. Telling me where I'm going. I know where I'm going.
Yeah, like, stop it. Yeah, it drove me nuts.
So obnoxious.
It drove me nuts. Well, I do have the newest the newest wrestling game.
I want that game so bad. I want the baseball and that one so bad.
So I got the baseball. I'm not sure if it's the newest one, but I know I got
25.
Yeah.
I don't got that one. That's
the
one.
It's a lot of fun.
Yeah,
it's a lot of fun. And every time I play it, I think of you. And then every time I play, and I actually just got done downloading all of this, you know, the packs that come with the wrestling game. So that's in there. And I started like just messing around with it the other night. And I was like, Chuck should be here.
Want it so I can play it, but I got this tiny screen. So because everybody watches TV, so I don't use the TV. Right, so.
Right. Well, you know, you can always come over to my house and play.
I know.
I have two controllers.
Yes, we play PlayStation 5, people. Relax.
It's okay.
We're old and we play games.
Sometimes we don't want
to. Rarely, but we play games.
It's sort of newish for me because I haven't had a PlayStation 5. I haven't had a PlayStation in a long time.
Nope.
And I was like, you know what? I'm going to get a PlayStation because I don't have much to do on the days I'm not doing things. So
I'm going to beat someone's buns.
And the cool games that are out now, so, I've been interested. It's like I love Madden. I always have.
I got that one.
I got that one.
You
got
to get the college game. The college football game is like super intense, dude.
I saw that,
it's
but
so
I haven't.
Freaking much better
is
than
it?
Madden. That's way cool. Better.
I haven't even played Madden yet.
Yeah.
I just got everything started downloading the games in. But how interesting it is to see from way back when I was playing in my Sega days, in my Nintendo days, in my Atari days.
Yeah.
You know, to see the difference in how the graphics are today.
Yep.
Like, they look like movies.
Do, 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 do.
I know. First you had bam, bloop, 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 bam, bloop, 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 bam, and that was the Pong,
and
right?
It was funny because when you played football on Atari, it was like three people and a dot.
Yeah, a little ball, like a little. Yeah, or soccer.
Yeah.
You remember playing soccer for the first time?
The crowd was so funny, though.
What was that game? I think this was for, I can't remember if it was Nintendo or if it was Atari. I think it was Nintendo. And it was like this dirt bike game. And you could go up over these.
Excite bike.
Was it that?
Yeah.
Nintendo, right?
Yeah, dude.
I used to, yeah.
You had to blow into the game to make it work.
Yeah. I used to play that game religiously.
Oh, I love that game.
And it was the most redundant game.
It was dumb. And you're just like, this is stupid. I'm going to make my own track.
I know. Yeah. You can make your own track, but the graphics were horrible. They were like Minecraft.
But it was
Minecraft.
So fun.
Minecraft graphics.
Yeah, it was so fun, though.
It was. And then you get like a little,
wing, wing,
and then you get like a little oil spot.
Yeah.
And you'd slip. Yeah. It always made the same sound no matter what.
It's like, did I run over a dog?
But the how far technology has come now to make games so realistic.
That wrestling game looks like, super real.
It's really cool. Like, yeah. I haven't really like started any matches, but I was like kind of getting used to the controls of it.
Yeah.
You know, so I went and like to the tutorial and I started, you know, messing around with the controls. And it's funny because you beat the other guy up so badly, he doesn't really do anything to you. So it's like no competition, but you got to get used to the moves.
Yeah.
And so far, what I've seen of it, you know, what I've played so far is pretty fun.
The baseball game, I want to get that so bad.
That was fun, dude. I played that for a few hours.
If I get that, I'll probably never even exist.
Like, you just play
baseball. Gone.
You just play.
I just play. I love and that that's, game.
In that game, like, you just go through the innings so quickly. By the time, you know, when you get done with a game, you're like, oh, wow, that's it? But it was 9 innings. it was a whole 9 innings. So, but it's good.
It's fun. I watched some of the graphics actually really better than they did last year, actually.
You got to get used to, you know, it takes you a little bit to catch on to the ball, you know, where the ball's going to be, how to hit the ball. And,
well, I've been playing that show game forever. So, I mean, I'm used to it. So,
yeah.
I'll just tank it. See,
it's been forever for me. I think the last time I really got into a game was when I had the Xbox. So, yeah. And that was a while ago. That was like just before Halo.
Oh, Halo.
And you know, just before Halo, but I did get into Halo.
So PlayStation owns the Halo series now.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
That's funny. I played it on Xbox.
Yeah, they own it, but everybody's freaking out thinking that PlayStation's not going to put it out, but they're going to. They're making a new one, and they're saying that they're not going to let Xbox have it. Yes, they are. They already said they are.
It was on Xbox.
we bought Bungie, but we're going to give you the game too.
Before Halo, it was Metal Gear Solid.
The game I can't wait for is GTA 6. Oh my god, I love that game.
Grand Theft Auto.
Yeah.
I've discovered cheats in the previous games.
Yeah.
And they're great. So unlimited money, you know, never get caught by the cops.
Tons of guns.
You could do whatever you wanted and not ever get caught by the cops.
Yep.
And sometimes, like, you get so bored when you're playing that game, like, after a while, that you do the stuff.
But it's fun
to get in trouble.
It's fun because you can go online, though.
Yeah.
Which is great. Yeah, that's true. Yeah, yeah, which is great. I mean, yeah, it was boring when you just played it. You're like, meh.
Yeah, but then, you know, then you get all the cheats and you're like, yeah, I got all the money in the world. I can do whatever I want.
Yeah, now you're like, buy whatever.
Yeah, yeah. But you got to work your way up to it if you don't have them. But it was still a fun game. And then, of course, you know, the cars.
Oh, yeah, the cars. The cars are awesome now.
The cars and then stopping and picking people up. And
the cars are awesome now because you can, like, customize it. Like, you can get, like, trucks. Like,
yeah.
Low ride it and make it look nice. Now.
Yeah, you could do that. But I think you could do that in GTA 5, couldn't you?
No, 5 you can, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
But, like, 6, I can't wait for it to come out. It's supposed to come out this July.
That'll be interesting.
I can't wait.
That ought to be interesting.
It looks so amazing. I can't wait for it to be online because you can start your own biker club and all that stuff. Yeah, you can have your own patches and everything, just ride around.
It's a bad influence.
Yeah, don't do that.
It's a bad influence.
Spankings.
But yeah, I've been playing around with that here and there, but I haven't really had much time.
Yeah, I mine just sits there, collects dust, and then I wipe it off and then start it. It's like, I'm still here, don't worry.
I promise, honey.
I love you.
I'm cheating you the best I can.
I think I'm gonna buy that 40-inch wide screen fucking wide monitor. I'm trying to say monitor. It wasn't even coming out.
No, you're like A, B, C, D, E, F, G.
Yeah. it's freaking huge. It's like humongous. It's just wide.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. I don't know if it's curved.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if it's
computer
curved
monitor,
or not.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't
know
if it's curved or not, but
I don't know.
I want it because then I can be like,
I think those are kind of cool. So I have mixed feelings on the whole curvature.
No, it's actually nice.
I think it's cool because you got that. It's like kind of surrounds you.
Yeah,
you
know? I think it's, I'm not sure. I mean, I didn't want a curved monitor. I got one, and I didn't think I would like it.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I can't really explain how much better it is in a flat one.
Yeah.
Like, you can see, like,
all around,
like,
you.
Yeah,
peripheral.
It's perfect. Yeah.
And your
perfect.
Peripherals.
Your peripheral vision.
Peripherals.
Especially when you're playing gun games, like, bang, 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 bang. Gotcha.
Yeah, I spent a lot of time on Call of Duty World War II.
Yeah.
And like the first time I started playing it again, I kept blowing myself up because I was holding on to the grenade too long. So I was like, you idiot. Like,
do I throw this or hold it?
I was trying to figure out where I was gonna throw it. I was holding it for too long.
And then
boom!
Got bang.
Yeah. I blew myself up a bunch of times, but then I would laugh at myself because I knew it was because I was holding the thing for too long.
Yeah.
So I'd try to throw it as quickly as possible, just trying to find a spot to throw it. But
you gotta get Modern Warfare 3 or what was it, Call of Duty 4?
I'm getting is it 4 or 6? I remember. There's one coming that's on the way.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be there today. And I got that one, and then I got Modern Warfare 2.
Yeah. No, you got to get 3.
I think
that's
the
one I got.
But I haven't tried it yet. But I love World War 2. It's just for some reason, I always did. When that came out, it was...
Modern Warfare 3 is really good, but there's times where I'm special.
It's bad.
And I'll throw the grenade, and I'm not paying attention where I'm standing, and it goes, dink, and it rolls
right in front of me.
And then, bang! I'm like, stupid.
I think that did happen to me, too.
Idiot.
I know. Or you don't see that one has been thrown, so, like, you know how the little icon comes up at the bottom of the screen tell you that there's one near you? And I don't notice it.
I'm going about
my business shooting the bad guys, and then all of a sudden I get blown up, and I'm like, what? I didn't even have a grenade.
Or it's like, I'll see it, and I'm like, I can make it. No, it's not going
to
happen, dude.
Or you're in a corner, so you really have nowhere to go.
Well, see, in 3, they stick to you, the ones they got.
Oh,
the sticky
ones.
They'll throw it, and they stick to you, and I'm like, no. Because sometimes I'll toss it, and I'll hear it bounce, and I hear beep. Beep, beep, beep. Moments. It's on me. Awesome.
It's on me.
It's so on, I just stand there, and I'm just like, boom, there goes that. They're like, you committed suicide.
Well.
Like, no, I didn't.
Well.
Well.
Sticky.
The
Tom sticky
just died. Why?
I don't know.
It just went boop, blank. Oh, there it is. Anyway.
Oh, I see you.
I see you, young fella.
But yeah, I mean, loads of fun. You gotta come over.
I know.
So.
Can't breathe. Anyway. Heart attack. Anyways.
No, that's not funny.
No, it's not. But.
You are laughing about it.
You're gonna die.
You're having a heart attack. That's
oh, what
so
you doing
funny.
Down there? Get up. Stop being a loser. You can talk on the mic. You're almost there. Say hi.
Hi. It's like when somebody falls down and you start laughing, but then they're not moving, and you're like, "Are you okay? wait, no. Are you okay?"
I've done that in Walmart. Someone's like, "Boom!" And I'm like, "You all right, man? Bro, hey, can you get someone now?
Yeah, can somebody get somebody." Somebody get somebody.
And then they're all like, I'm okay. And you're like, don't, why would you lay there and not move? Man, you just tripped over a bag of cookies. I'm just stupid.
You tripped over a toothbrush. Why did you do that?
Stupid. You tripped over the crack in the floor. Duh.
I've tripped over my own 2 feet before.
I hate when people trip and they look behind them like, why did I do that?
I do. I've done it. I've tripped on something. You want to see what you tripped on.
Why'd you push me?
Yeah. Ghost.
I love it. I love tripping, and then I go, good job.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're the best.
I do look behind me because I want to know what I tripped on, but it's even funnier when you do trip on your own 2 feet and you still look behind you.
Yeah.
You're like, darn feet.
You're like, yeah, who pushed me?
Who did that?
Stupid feet.
That wasn't me.
You're dumb. You need to stop.
Or
doing that.
You look behind you or you look around because you want to see who saw you.
So I had Chuck and Billy's Not Your Cup of Tea stickers made.
You did?
Yes, I did. They're in my car, but my car's not here, so I have no way to get home.
Ooh. Oh, Shoe Leather Express?
Yeah, Shoe Leather Express. Here we go.
Now, I might kidnap you. If I take you, I might kidnap you. So.
All right.
I don't know.
I'm getting kidnapped, sweetheart, if you hear this.
Oh, yeah, just I'm so not you even know. On no more. Hang on.
Yeah. We're on our page, and nobody's even there.
I was.
Nobody likes us anymore. We're going to have to go back to my page. Because then people are like, hey, guys are here.
I shared it and everything, but, like, I can't. I for some reason, I don't know why I'm not on there. I must have left for a few.
Hello. Is anyone Oopsie. There? Oopsie poopsie. All
right, I'm in there. Oops.
So there's this thing. I'm going to buy this because I got dogs, and it's called poo. Okay. No, it's called, it's P-O-O, wait a minute, no, poop, P-O-O-P-H, but it's a spray, and it gets rid of odors. You can spray their animals with them to get rid of their smell or their scent, or if they got anything on them, and I was like, that's amazing, like, it doesn't bother them, it's all natural,
yep.
And everyone says it smells amazing. You can use it for your laundry, you can use it for, like, cats and stuff like that, so I gotta get me some of that, because it's called poop.
Poop.
It's funny.
Poop.
Poopa.
Poopa.
Poopa. It's a poopa.
It's a poopa.
That's what they should have named it. Yo, it's a poopa.
It's a poopa. Let's go get us some of that. That sounds appealing.
This is a poopa.
That sounds poomba.
That sounds appealing. It's a poopa.
They should have just named it Poomba.
Poomba.
And I get downhearted.
I was watching that horror movie today, Hard Eyes.
I don't think I've ever heard of it.
Oh, it's about this guy that comes out every time I think it's every Valentine's Day, and he kills couples. He doesn't like couples, so he kills them.
He doesn't like
But
love.
His mask has got hearts for eyes. But there's a part in it, dude.
It's kind of funny.
It is funny, but there's a part in it that's so funny that I can't say on the air. I laughed so hard. I was like, she must have got that at where I worked. So he throws it at him. She goes, oh, and it goes, dude, it's in here.
Okay, I was going to
say. It just shows the picture. It's like, rah, rah. I was like, no way.
Now, here's the thing. So it sounds to me like, so it's in the horror genre, but at the same time, it sounds like comedy.
It is. It's funny. It's there's like some parts it's hilarious.
It's like a comedic horror film.
It's funny.
Like, I used to sit and like rate horror films as to how funny they were going to be.
Yeah.
Because I can't help but to laugh at a lot of them. I don't know if you ever saw it. Now, I'm not talking about the Michael Keaton Jack Frost, but I'm talking about the other Jack Frost.
The other Jack Frost was the best.
I mean, but
where's the carrot?
The only thing, is like it's so funny to me. Like we would just sit and watch it and laugh. And I think one of the funniest parts of that movie that I'll always remember and I wait for whenever I see it during like Halloween time is when he takes this lady's face and she's got a whole box of ornaments and he just like slams her face and is like rubs it in there.
Oh yeah. He was like,
he pulls her out. She's got all these little pieces of ornaments and she's like, no, I'm like, I can't help but just start laughing. I laugh so hard.
Oh, that's so funny. That movie's so the worst.
Pumpkinhead, those ones too.
If you ever get a chance, watch the movie Stuff.
Stuff?
It's probably the dumbest movie I've ever watched in my life.
And we're not talking about the stuff that's on the radio here. That's an awesome show.
Stuff. It's called The Stuff.
The Stuff. Okay.
Like there's this. Okay. Right in the beginning, you immediately know this is the dumbest movie I'm going to watch. Right in the beginning, there's no joke. This old guy sitting there, and he walks over, and he goes, what the heck is that? And this white stuff bubbling out of this little pipe, and he grabs it, and he just eats it. Like
who does that?
Why would you do that?
Who does that?
And he goes, yeah, that's pretty good. And he grabs more, and he eats it, and the other guy's walking over, he's like, what are you doing, man? And he's like, this stuff's pretty good. Where's it coming from? He's like, I don't know. He goes, try it. And he goes, all right, sticks his finger. And I'm going.
And this is why.
Why?
This is why women live longer than men.
Yeah. And I'm like, no. And I was like, I'm just going to watch
this. Who does that? Who just walks up randomly to some bubbling stuff on the ground and says, that looks good. I'm going to taste it.
That looks like marshmallow fluff. Yeah, I'm going to eat it. No, you're not.
Did somebody cook a crustable? A fluffernutter crustable? Somebody said something to me about those after they heard heard it on the radio. Yeah. They were like, those sound good. I was like, see?
They sound amazing.
They sound so good.
Come on, Uncrustables, make them. And you better put Chuck and Billy's face on there.
Yeah.
Because we came up, heard on Chuck and Billy's Not Your Cup of Tea on WTBR.
Yeah.
It'd be great.
We'd make money off of that. That would be so cool.
We'd make money off of that.
But yeah, I have seen I have seen movies where right in the very, very beginning you're going to know. But you still watch it. You know that it's going to be the most incredibly dumb movie.
Yeah, but
you still watch it.
I had to watch it. I was like, all right, I feel stupid now because now I have to watch this.
I have to watch something that is a little bit more, I need to put myself back into where I used to be because now I feel dumb. And
this is Chuck and Billy's Not Your Cup of Tea on WTBR 89.7 and FM
in Pittsfield
and WSBR 88.1 in Lee. And we'll be right back after this commercial break because, you know, that's cool.
Our travel trainer will ride the bus with you until you are more comfortable with how everything works. They can teach you about fares, how to read the schedules, how to get on or off the bus, and pedestrian safety. If you are interested in this service, please email traveltraining@berkshirerta.com.
Support for this public service announcement comes from Berkshire Community College and Park Square Productions.
All right, we're okay. Back. That was weird. Anyway, we had technical difficulties.
That's okay.
But we didn't hit that button.
No, we didn't hit that button.
We did not hit that button.
Welcome back to WTBR 89.7 FM Pittsfield
Radio
and WSBR 88.1 Lee.
We got to do it like that from now on. We got to be like, welcome to WTBR
89.7 FM
Pittsfield
and
WSBR
88.1.
You're probably like, all right, you said the call sign enough, guys. Shut up. Anyways.
You know, we're just practicing different ways we can do it.
Yeah, we can do it like so cute. See, like WSBR. WSBR. Stop it. WSBR.
I don't know. That was from some other planet or
it could have been. It could have been.
Ting tong.
Ting tong. WSBR 88.1 Lee.
Yeah, so you could do celebrity voices and everything.
Yeah, I could do like Tiff. I could do, what's her name? Tiff Chantel.
Yeah.
Like WSBR 80.1. I love you, Billy. My name's Chantel.
I kind of miss her, though, because
we got to do that. We got to have an interview with her.
I can't stop laughing because, she, like, every few seconds, My name is Chantel.
Like, the other day, when I was walking down the street, I had, like, a Starbucks in my hand, and I was talking to my friend, Tiffany, and we were like, my name's Chantel. And then, like...
We got to have her do the... We got to have her do the weather.
It'll be great.
Tomorrow's going to be sunny. Like 45 degrees. It's going to be really cool. My name's Chantel. And then and over in the north side, it's going to be really, you know, sweaty. My name's Chantel.
People are going to be like, what in the heck is going on right now? Who is this girl?
Oh, it's great, though.
It would be funny.
It's a pretty funny way to give the weather.
Yeah, we should have her announce the show and be like,
this is Chuck and Billy's Not Your Cup of Tea on WTBR 89.7.
My name is Chantel.
You can't even talk, woman.
I think she says that because she does get nervous.
Yeah, she probably does.
You know, just to get herself back on track to finish a conversation.
Like, hey, Chantel, come on in. How are you today?
I'm doing great. How are you? My name is Chantel. Do I get to sit next to Billy?
Yeah, sure. No problem.
Hi, Billy. How are you? My name is Chantel.
Oh, my God. Jeez.
That's funny. And by the way, these are characters we made up. They do not depict any person in real life that we know. So,
nope.
These are just people that we made up a long time ago.
It's in my head with cobwebs.
Yeah.
Lots of them are up there.
We're not, this isn't about any specific person or anything. These are characters that
we've
made up
on
our own.
All made up.
Yeah, so.
Make believe.
So just to get that out there, I just want to make sure people knew that because there are people.
I don't want someone to be like, yeah, she talks like me. That's not fair.
Or that's my name. I wonder if they're talking about me. You know, like, no.
None of these people have anything to do with any of you out there.
That's right. These are just. Funny characters.
Funny characters.
Yeah, I just want to make sure that people know that.
Like Brad and Chad.
Yeah. Yeah, those are common names. There are Brads and Chads out there.
Yep.
So when we are talking about Brad and Chad, those are two characters that we made up on a podcast a couple of years back anyway. So
like Charles and William.
Charles.
And William.
I need to get a bottle of whiskey. I need my bourbon. Johnson, could you give me a ride to town so I can refill my bottle of whiskey? I spit a little bourbon on my pantaloons. Well, I'm not even wearing any pantaloons, but I better put some on.
Cook before me a hot dog.
before I get to the hardware store.
There's probably people out there going, that talks just like me. Yes, it does.
Oh, well.
That would be a good one.
Sounds like my grandfather.
What can we do?
Hey there, young fella. How about you? Hi, my name's Chuck from the Chuck and Bell's Nitro Competition. On WTBR 89.7 FM Pigeon Radio.
Yeah.
And WSBR.
That's a lot of call signs right now. Holy moly.
Sorry, but we're trying to do different ideas.
Because I know we're doing our favorite radio host, but you know, why not do other voices?
Yeah. That's fun, though.
It is.
That makes us who we are.
Yeah, because that's who we are, and that's what we do. And if you don't
like
it.
And that's who we care about.
If you don't like it, guess what?
Well, that's why it's
just
not your
kidding.
Cup of tea.
Yeah.
It makes me want to have a cup of tea.
If you don't like it, we still love you. But anyways.
If you don't like it, that's okay.
It's okay.
It's your preference.
We'll still give you a hug if we see you.
I don't know about that.
No, I don't. I don't want to hug nobody.
If I know you.
I'm going to be like, hey, stop touching me. No.
If I give you this Oreo, will you please not?
I'll give you a sticker.
I'll give you this Thin Mint.
I'll give you a sticker if you leave me alone.
Here's the stickers.
Yeah, I got Chuck and Billy stickers.
I can't wait to see them.
They're good. They actually came out really good.
That's gonna be awesome.
Yeah, I'm gonna put one on my car. I'm like, now you'll know who I am.
We gotta get magnets. That would be cool.
I want to get like a vinyl sticker on the back of my window that says Chuck and Billy's Not Your Cup of Tea and put our email there so people know who the heck we are.
Yeah.
Like, I just don't understand. What do I do? Do I type it in? Yeah, because we've told you it 100 times already.
It's good.
I just don't understand. I don't know where. It's like Bill Burr when he talks about his wife. I don't understand where this is coming from, your anger. Love Bill Burr.
I don't understand
where this anger is coming from.
I just don't understand. That alone would make me feel a little angry.
let me tell you where it's coming from.
I can tell you it's coming from the bottom of my stomach.
It's coming from
right
the loins that you don't want to know.
You don't want to know where it's coming from right now. That's why I'm going to keep my mouth shut.
Yeah, and I have to go to the bathroom.
I'm going to let it out another way.
I'm just going to go. Give me that newspaper. Stop puking on it, kid.
Do you remember in This Is 40 when he was on his phone playing? Like she just whips the door open and stands there. Dude, that's what it's like in marriage.
He's like, what are you doing? Just going to the bathroom. It's like the fourth time you've been in the bathroom. Well, I have to go to the bathroom when I have to go
playing
to the bathroom.
Playing like Candy Crush on his phone.
No, he was playing like, doing Tetris or something. Words with Friends.
Oh, that's it.
On his tablet. Who goes to the bathroom for a half an hour? John Goodman. Every time I laugh at that part.
Paul Rudd's awesome.
He's great. I would love to be in a movie with him.
I just like to hang out with him.
Yeah, I want to hang out with John. I think it would be great to hang out with, like I said before, Ryan Reynolds, Paul Rudd.
Yeah.
Awesome. That would be the best right there.
That'd be a great time.
It would be so freaking fun.
Like I'm stuffed.
I'm stuffed. You guys want a drink? I'm stuffed. I'll just have this sip of whiskey. I'll just have another sip. I'm not stuffed. I need more.
My name's Santel.
And when I went to the store...
I know. I'm going to use mine for Deadpool.
Yeah. I love Deadpool.
Yeah. It wouldn't be the same if it wasn't Ryan Reynolds. I think they got the perfect person to do that role.
Should make Paul Rudd be about Deadpool. He was actually a thought.
I remember reading about that. I read an article about
it. He's got a good voice, but I don't think he would have been the Deadpool. I don't think it would work.
Yeah, that's it. That's just it for me. Like
the Deadpool.
Ryan Reynolds has a very distinctive voice, yep. And he pulls it off, and he has that sarcasm, and he has that, you know, that fire in the voice that makes Deadpool Deadpool. So I like it, and I think that if they put anybody else in that role, it just wouldn't be right.
Nope,
they picked a good one that time.
Next time they'll put.
Do you remember that time? And they picked a good one. It was a very long time ago.
Yes, it was. I remember that time.
It was a very long time ago. I tell you, I was just a young lad when
young
they picked
scooper.
The good one.
A young little
it's
pooper.
It's been that long since they picked the good one. Pardon my slurps and everything.
Sorry about this.
I seem to have misplaced my teeth.
I just don't mean to talk like this. Hey, young fellas.
And that, of course, that makes me think of, right?
What?
Mrs. Doubtfire.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, look at that. I just dropped my... Oh, we get the spoon together. There we go. Whoop. Whoop. Oh, there's another one. Melting like a snow cone in Phoenix.
My first day as a woman, I'm already getting hot flashes.
Oh, I love that movie.
Help is on the way. Help is on the way.
You fit in my dad file, my dear, and don't you forget it.
How many sugars? Oh, there's another one. Imagine like a snow cone in Phoenix.
I love that movie. I went to watch it the other day, and I was like, nah, I can't, because I love Robin Williams. It's hard to watch that movie, because I love that man.
I've never seen a movie with him in it that I didn't like.
I love The Birdcage.
Oh, yeah.
That is phenomenal.
That was good.
I laughed so hard at that movie.
When Nathan Lane.
Dude. Oh, my God.
I mean, they picked the greatest cast for it. They really
did. They did.
Ooh, you don't love me anymore, Armand. It was so funny. He's like, oh, I just simply can't go on. I just simply can't. I need a PRN pill. Are you giving him drugs?
Yeah, are you giving him drugs?
It's an aspirin with the A and the S is scratched off.
I remember my mom watched that for the first time. She was dying.
And it's funny.
She was like, I love this movie. It's so funny.
Sasha, Sasha, Sasha. Madonna, Madonna, Madonna.
Be nice to this one. She's old.
Oh yeah, that's a classic.
That's a good movie. That one's good. I still remember Mork and Mindy.
Yeah,
I feel that brought me way back. Anyway,
I'm sure it brought a lot of people way back.
They're probably like Mork and Mindy. They're probably like, oh my god, I'm so old. Driving home from work right now, and I'm old. How's your back?
You got your seat warmers on, don't you?
Yeah, you're like, ugh. You know, I got swamp. You know,
you know what? It's okay because my seat warmers are always on too.
Yeah,
I get it, 100%.
Yeah,
but that, you know, they came out with that feature in vehicles, and it probably was the best feature ever.
I remember my Sentra had them. That was a while ago. And then I turned them on, but I don't know what, I don't know if that was the good feature for that because it got so hot and I was like, no. And it got way too hot.
Well, like, it's like hurt. the steering wheel heater. Like the heated steering wheel. So my truck has one of those and it's the newer truck. So and it comes on, so it's pretty neat because when you auto start your car or your truck, or this truck actually, It detects how the weather is. So if it's cold inside the truck, it'll automatically turn your seat warmers on for you and your steering wheel heater so that everything's warm for you when you get inside the vehicle.
Nice.
But that steering wheel, you can't even touch it. It's so hot.
Oh, my
God. Yeah, because, you know, it's new. So, you know, the top of it isn't bad, but the sides, like where all the buttons are, you know,
where all
like,
the grandmas drive, white knuckle it.
Those sides are so hot. I have to turn it off. Like, it's cool, but I got to turn it off. It's cool, but it's hot.
I'm gonna drive this one.
For real.
Like, why are you in the hospital? Third degree burns from my steering wheel.
It's like if you picked up a cast iron pan for the first time after it's been on the heat for a while. And you just don't realize you probably should have something on your hands before you pick up a cast iron pan.
Chris Farley. Son of a, that's going to leave a mark. I love when he slams into a taxi window. Bam! He's like, oh, that's going to leave a mark.
Went a little heavy on the pine tree perfume, huh?
A little heavy on the pipe. Rewind. Anyways, forget it. Couldn't even get it out.
Oh, man.
Just went mental there.
He was funny because he walked into everything. He walked into the glass doors. He walked in. He got the taxi slammed on the brakes. Bam.
That was great.
That's going to leave a mark.
Where you're like giving each other a thumbs up and he walks in the window. Right. Bam. He's like, oh.
And you know he hit it because afterwards you could see the face mark.
Yep.
So you know he hit hard enough to leave that face mark.
Yep.
That was funny.
When he hit when he was a kid, he used to go through the bushes. And then when he went through the bushes, he hit the fence. Bam! Yeah. He was like, oh, where did that come from?
He's just clumsy. David Spade hits him with the 2x4.
Slam!
It doesn't hurt here but so much, right here.
Nope, nothing.
Nope, not a thing.
Love that
Gosh,
movie.
What happened to your face? I knew it.
Richard. I knew it, Richard. So funny.
But yeah, we always go to movies. We always talk. We always talk because about movies. Because they're funny.
Because the guys that we liked are gone, and it sucks.
We have to bring them up. People have to see some of the things. If they haven't already seen some of the movies that we've watched, they gotta. Because they get a good laugh out of them. If not, you'll get a good cry. And if not, you'll get a good scare. So...
What was
or all three.
Wow, what was that one? I can't remember the name of it. It had Dan Aykroyd and John Candy in it. It was like something.
Caddyshack?
In the wilderness.
In the wilderness. Was it into the...
What the heck's the name of it?
When they went on vacation.
Went in the cabin and the bear got his hair...
Yeah, I know what that is, too. I can't remember the name of it.
I love that movie.
Yeah, it was... I don't think Steve Martin was in that, was he?
No.
Can't
remember the name. It's driving me nuts. If anybody knows that name, just, you know, throw it up there.
Oh, man. Why can't I? I don't know. I do remember that, though. Isn't that the one?
Great Outdoors.
Yes, that's it.
Yeah, that's it. Dang it. It was right there.
In the cabin with the big moose head on the wall.
Yeah. He shot the bear in the head.
It was like giant. It wasn't even like a little one. It was like a giant, like, moose head. Or was it a whole moose?
Yep. No, it was just a moose head.
Okay, yeah, it was just a moose head.
And then when they shot the bear and it just parted him
yeah.
down the middle, it was great.
Oh, The Great Outdoors.
That was a good movie.
What was the one where they were, they just bought a new house? Who the heck was in that, too? Was that Tom Hanks? No.
No.
I'm not thinking of Money Pit, because that's classic.
That was a great movie.
But there was one that I'm trying to think of. Could he have been in, I can't think of it right now. But I remember that they bought a house out in the woods, or not the woods, but like suburbs outside of the city.
Yep.
And all I can remember is him on the lawnmower, and I'm trying to remember. And you know what I'm talking about, don't you?
We're talking about Chevy Chase movie?
Yeah, that Funny one. Farm. That's a guess. Funny Farm.
For yes. The mailman. He throws his... He tries Classic. To kill him. Tries to kill him with the boulder.
Yeah. Classic. That's it. That's it. Funny Farm. That and it's really funny great. Because I scroll past that a lot and I'm like, why is this still on here? I'm not picking it. Until I finally pick it. I'm like, ah. Oh.
I love the part where he's like, is there anything to eat? She's like, no, everything's gone. And then when he puts his head on her lap, he goes, the apple. And he's like, she eats the rest of it.
Good old fashioned comedy.
Oh, I love that movie. I love that movie. That's one of my favorites. When they got the umpire with the neck brace?
Oh, yeah.
Strike one! He's looking up in the air. He's like, how the heck do you know?
How did he see that?
Yeah, what the heck?
Yeah. These are some classics.
These are good ones. I'm always going to love.
We talk about today's stuff, but like the classics are the classics.
I love National Lampoon's Vacation. That's one of my favorites.
I can't decide which one I like the most. Which like one? I love all of them.
Yeah. I just think the first one's the best one.
I mean, no matter what.
Vegas wasn't that great.
Yeah, that one.
I didn't like that one that much.
It was still funny.
Yeah. The European Vacation.
But I loved European Vacation. That was funny.
That was funny.
Like,
when he got into the bed with that other woman, yeah. He's like, hey, baby. What? He's like, she's like, oh, and she's trying to pull him back. He's like, no, let go.
What a tiny room that was, too.
Honey, where were you? Oh, I went to the bathroom.
Yeah. And didn't she get into the wrong bed, too, or something?
No, she was in the tub and the guy came in.
Oh, that's right.
And he's like, shaving. He's like, oh, he was trying to take his robe off. She's like, what are you doing in here?
Because it was a shared bathroom.
Yeah.
It's almost like, I don't know, it wasn't much like a hotel. It was more like a hostel. Like,
yeah, basically, like, yeah.
Wow. And then they went around the rotary all day. They couldn't get over into the other lane.
They're all sleeping. Look at Big Ben, Big Parliament.
It's Big Ben again.
Big Ben, Parliament.
Yeah, all day into the night, everybody was sleeping. They couldn't even do what they were supposed to do.
And just remember, can't like, get over.
Every time something happened, like the people were really nice to them. They're like, oh, people are really nice here. Like the guy
slamming
gets,
into the yeah, car.
The guy, they hit the guy on the bike.
Yeah. Squirting out of his arm.
Yeah. Oh, I'll be fine.
It's just a flesh wound.
Don't worry about it.
You want me to help with your bike? No. I just carry it all the way home. Don't worry about it.
People are so nice here.
Why are everybody so nice? They're just super nice.
They slam into the car in front of him. Yeah, the bumper falls off.
He's like, here, you keep this. He puts it in his car for him. Who does
Don't
that?
Don't worry about it.
Who does that?
Man. But yeah, the first one, you know, getting to Wally World was, you know, that is the definition of a dad, though. Like,
yeah.
He made a plan. He was going to execute that plan no matter what. And that's what he did. He made sure his family got down to Wally World. And that was it. That was his whole plan. He wasn't going to have it spoiled or foiled. And it was the same for Christmas Vacation. He wanted to make sure everything was done the way, you know, he wanted people, you know, the memory, making the memories. And I think that's important.
I thought it was great. I liked the part where Edna passed away.
Yeah.
They put her on the roof.
Yeah.
He puts her in the backyard without an umbrella, wrapped in a blanket.
So the million-dollar question is, if that ever happened to you, what would you do?
I'd kill somebody.
Obviously, like, the normal people would call would call services, like emergency services if somebody died.
Yeah, she's dead.
But why would you put Edna on the roof?
What? He's looking at it like, you can't put her up there.
What?
It's not like she's going to feel it. What did the girl say? It was pouring rain or something. And the girl was like, oh my God, a dead person breathed on me. I'm like, wait, what?
Yeah, a dead person breathed on me.
How?
Well, then she's not dead.
Yeah, you might want to check her pulse. You come out. Don't come out here. It's really hot. You don't tell me what to do. Sit in that car. Shut it and zip your lip. I was like, wow.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I remember being a kid and then, like, them parents whipping around and being like, don't make me turn this car around.
Oh, I hated that. Like if I got angry or like I went, I gotta go to the bathroom. I'm really hungry. My dad would be like, shut your mouth. I'll turn this car around.
Yeah, I swear to God, I'll turn this car right around. Yep. And now that you're older, you know for a fact they would never have turned the car around because there's no way they would have drove all that way but and then turn around and go home because they want that vacation we would just go, as much
yeah,
as you did.
We would go to Maine. Like every summer we'd go to Maine, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I would get crabby or my sister would get crabby and he would always say, I'll turn this car around. I swear to God. And I'd laugh and I'd go, we're in Maine. What's the point?
Yeah, we're already here.
He'd look at me and go, what did you say to me? I was just saying we're in Maine.
I'm getting smart, Dad.
I'm just saying we're already here. Why would you turn around? You're just going to waste gas. You don't talk to me like that. I'm like, smart well, Alec. That just proves to you that I'm right.
Smart Alec.
My mom was like, don't you talk to your dad like that. You know what's going to happen to you? Nothing. You're going to throw me in the river?
Because I'm right.
Yeah, I'm right. Just give me a cookie and leave me alone.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
Then when you have sleepovers, so like, I remember when parents would like hang out with their friends and their friends had kids that were our age and we'd go hang out with the kids. And then they'd get super awesome and then they'd get like super partied and we'd end up spending the night. But to us, it was like, cool, we get to spend the night at our friend's house.
Yep.
And then, but you're in your friend's room and you guys are just laughing and giggling and everything. And all of a sudden you hear, knock it off in there. You guys go to bed. I don't want to hear another peep. And you'd go, beep. Every time. He's like, what are you going to do? And we're at our friend's.
Beep.
Peep. You'd wait. Oh, so you'd funny. Wait, though. You'd wait for like a minute or so, and then you'd go, peep.
Or you get the parent go, Chuck, you keep it up. I'm going to call your mom, and she's going to come get you. And you're like, okay.
Yeah. What do you say? What do you say to that?
You really can't say nothing because I really didn't want my mom picking me up.
Right.
So
true.
I would have got a butt whooping, and I don't need none of that.
I remember when I was younger, I wanted to sleep over at my friend's house, and like his room would always be like trashed. Like we would clean his room with him because yep. His mom was like, nobody could spend the night until your room is clean, and we would be like, oh, let's get this done. So we'd help him under the bed. We'd help him. No, but dude, when we cleaned his room. Like, when we really focused on cleaning his room was so spotless, you could eat off the floors. And then she'd come in and inspect, and she'd be like, all right, fine. Like, there was nothing she could do because we cleaned it so well.
I remember I slept over at one of my buddy's houses, and it was like, she was like, he can't sleep over unless your room's clean. And we're like, let's clean your room. And he's like, all right. So we stuffed everything under the bed. And we pulled his sheets down further so you couldn't see.
Yeah.
And then she came in, she was like, all right, it looks really good in here. And we're like, night sleepover, and then like the next morning she would come in and be like, you really stuffed all this stuff under the bed? Are you seriously? It's the only way you get away with it? I was like, we didn't do that.
And it's awesome when there's closets because then you just stuff everything in there.
Yeah. Yeah. Just stuff your put your pants up. Are these clean? Oh god, they're not clean.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Smell test. Ooh.
What's with the socks? Dude, how long you been wearing those? They're standing up in the corner.
I always thought your socks were gray. They're supposed to be white.
Yeah. Dude, ooh. How long you been wearing those? I remember, who was that? Well, I can't remember. Somebody was over at my house one time, and I can't remember if it was one of my sister's friends or not, but he took his shoes off, and I was like, oh, ugh. What in the heck? And he was like, what's the matter? I was like, your feet are nasty.
Dude, what happened?
He was like, what are you talking about? I was like, your socks stink. He was like, it ain't my socks. Oh, it's my shoes. I was like, no, it's all of the above.
It's everything.
It was so bad.
It's, you know what it is? It's so bad. It's, you know, hey, we all go through it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's whatever shoe you're wearing, you know, at the time is not good ventilation. So, yeah, that happens. But, like.
But it was a smell like, I don't know, like I've never smelled before. I've smelled dirty feet, but I can deal with that because it's not bad.
Yeah, see, like, we just kind of, you know, you just tolerate it. Crap. But, like,
yeah.
Then there's the ones that, like, if you catch a whiff, you just instantly dry heave. It's not their fault, but, like, you're like, you can't help yourself.
Yeah.
Oh, God, dude, man.
Yum, yum, yum.
Do you need to use the bathtub?
Yeah, dude.
Put your feet in there.
Just soak them for 12 hours.
Just put your feet in there.
You can take a nap in there.
I've got a futon.
Did you actually think that people were so cool that had futons?
And they were like, yeah, this thing's the best. And then when you sat on it long enough, you could feel the bars.
Yeah, dude, I had a... when I finally was able to get up my own futon when I was way young, like... I bought my first futon, and I was like, I'm cool now, right? But after a while, dude, that's what you felt were the bars.
And it hurt.
But then I found the solution, right? I was like, all right, cool. I got an idea. I had all these, I had some boxes. So I flattened the boxes, and I put them underneath the,
the
mattress.
A lot of people did that.
And it worked. But at the time, like, I didn't know. Back then, we didn't have, like, I couldn't just go search on the internet. You know, how to make things better, how to do something. So I had come up with this idea and I was like, I'm going to try this. And it worked. Wow, it made this so much more comfortable.
Like, well, I guess we have to wrap it up.
It is that time of the day.
It is Well, we want to thank you, everybody, for listening to Chuck and Billy's Not Your Cup of Tea here on WTBR 89.7 and
WSBR 88.1 in Lee.
Thank you. So we'll see you next week, and you guys have a good rest of your day.
And just like that, folks, we've stumbled, bumbled, and hilariously tripped to the finish line of today's episode of Not Your Cup of Tea. We hope you laughed harder than a rooster in a henhouse filled with surprise eggs. If today's show left you feeling more befuddled than a squirrel in a nut factory, don't worry, you're not alone. That's just our regular programming. We're like the box of assorted chocolates.
Do you want a chocolate? I could eat about 1.5 million of these.
A big shout out to our loyal listeners who survived the chaos today.
Yay!
You've shown more bravery than someone trying to untangle Christmas lights while cooking spaghetti. An impressive feat of multitasking. And for those who lost track of time, and accidentally joined a meditation podcast instead, we apologize for any anxiety caused. Tune in next week for more giggles, gaffes, and a roller coaster of ridiculousness that might just make you question your taste in entertainment. And that's a pun not intended. Until next time, keep your coffee hot, your jokes bad, and your spirits high. This has been Not Your Cup of Tea. Catch you on the flip side, where the laughs are always steeped in absurdity.